everyone. Thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and service is one of those eternal principles of the gospel that we constantly hear about in talks from ward leaders, our visiting and home teachers, but it can be challenging, a really challenging principle to fully embrace and carve out time for in our lives because everyone's so busy, right? There's always a million different ways that you can fill each minute of your time. Well, there are so many things that demand our attention, and the LDS Church has created a really great new website to help you discover more opportunities to serve locally or even abroad if that's what you're looking for. It's called justserve.org, justserve.org. And if you type in the location where you live, a whole list of service opportunities pop up. And you can decide how and where and when you would like to serve. There's also a great new video series on Mormon Channel called Give Back, which highlights several people who serve with LDS charities all over the world. So if you're interested in serving locally, our radio program Here to Help, of course, can provide a lot of inspiration and ideas if you're looking for ways to serve around your own community. And today on Mormon Channel Daily, I thought we'd introduce you to a few ideas for service that you may not be aware of and that maybe will be convenient for you to make time for in your life. So a simple one, a really, really easy one that I think anyone can find time for is to write a note to a friend or a relative you haven't connected with in a while. Just make a quick phone call to call and check in on somebody. Also, send a link to a talk or a piece of content on the Mormon Channel that made you think of someone in particular. So send it to them and let them know, hey, I thought of you when I saw this. This is a really easy one. Smile at somebody when you walk past them on the street. It's such a small thing, but haven't you noticed how good it makes you feel when somebody else does that to you rather than having a scowl on their face? You can donate clothing, toys, books, or household items to a shelter or donation center for those in need. You can sing or chat with people in a hospital or retirement home. You can offer to walk someone's dog for them. I've never thought of that one before. You can offer to babysit a friend or a family member's children. And why not try giving a sincere compliment on someone's performance at work or on a church assignment? Well, I can think of many times that people have served me in small ways and in very, very big ways as well. And the most recent way is I just had a baby a couple months ago. And I was so surprised. We just moved into a new area. And these wonderful women in my ward that I had never even met before, never even come face to face with before, put so much love into preparing meals for me and my family. And they paraded into our home and made handmade gifts and brought flowers, and it just meant so much to me. These people I had never even met before, who were giving of their time and their talents and money and resources to help my family and I in a time where it was so appreciated. So, little shout out to my area for sure. Well, the quote of the day comes from Elder Russell C. Taylor, and he said, "The joy and blessings of service follow the rendering of service. I can say unashamedly, I rejoice in the service of God. My experience teaches that the highest goodness attainable is a life of unselfish service to mankind. The Master said, 'He that is greatest among you shall be your servant.'" That's in Matthew 23:11. Well, we know that the blessings of service can be immeasurable, but the real reason to engage in service of others is because we love God and we want to make him happy by taking care of his children on earth. So later this month, we will be interviewing several people who have chosen different ways to engage in service both locally and abroad. So stay tuned for that and keep an open mind and heart for ways that you can more fully serve those around you. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.